So talk about your time in Japan. How was it? Where were you in Japan?
Okay, let me explain all that, because I was in a lot of different places doing a lot of different things, actually.
Sounds like anybody who's been to Japan.
Yeah. So in 2007, I went to Japan to do the JET program, which your listeners probably know about it because it's such a big thing. It's the way that a lot of people go to Japan to teach English through the Japanese government. Mm-hmm. It stands for Japan Exchange Teaching Program. So they hook you up with some schools to teach it, and they provide you with a place to live. I mean, you still pay rent, but they kind of hook you up with that so you don't have to find it. You don't have to, like, search for an apartment in Japan. So they just make it easier. And so I taught at three high schools in Niigata Prefecture in northwestern Japan, so on the coast facing Russia and China and everything. So it's about 2 hours north of Tokyo by the high-speed bullet train. Mm-hmm. And the JET program usually sends you to very rural areas. That's part of the catch, I guess. You don't usually get to go to Tokyo or Kyoto or anything really, like, popular. So I had my apartment. It was just surrounded by some rice fields. Literally, like, you just look out the window. It's like rice fields, rice fields, rice fields. In the distance, there's some houses and some mountains. So that's the kind of place it was. And then I was teaching at three very, very different high schools. I mean, I could just go on and on about, like, education system in Japan. I don't know how much your people want to hear about that. But I'll just move on, I guess.
Sure, sure. And an interesting point about Cafe Murder is that it ended up inspiring a comic book, yes?
Yeah. Let me just finish explaining the things I did in Japan. Because part of, after the JET program, I taught English in a different company for 8 months. After that, I studied manga in Japan.
Okay.
That was the huge big part of going to Japan for me, because I love manga, anime, and video games. Mm-hmm. I found this school in Kyoto that has a manga department. It was the first school in Japan and probably the world to have a manga department. Mm-hmm. It started in like 2005, so it's totally new. So I was a research student in the story manga department. It's called Story Manga at their school. So that was my last year in Japan. I had been studying Japanese, and by that point, I was getting able to speak it okay. And actually, I finally got really good at Japanese during that year, because when I was teaching English, I had to speak English all day, obviously.
Right.
And I had to pretend like I couldn't understand Japanese with the students. So actually, my Japanese didn't really have a chance to get that good.
Yeah.
Then finally, at Kyoto Seika, I had to talk to my teacher and classmates in Japanese. But anyway, so I just drew manga all the time, took some classes, it was amazing, and I worked at the Kyoto International Manga Museum, which is a museum devoted to manga that I encourage anybody who ever has the chance to go to Japan to visit. It's really awesome. And so then, when I came back to America and did Kickstarter and Cafe Murder, I wanted to use I used all my drawing skills for making the graphics, but I also, in Kickstarter, I forgot to mention this, but part of Kickstarter is that you give a reward to all your backers.
Okay.
So they give you $1, and in return, they get a copy of the game. If they give you $5, they get a copy of the game and, like, a card or whatever. You can set what these are. If they give $50, they get a copy of the game, a card, and a t-shirt and stuff like that. So for one of our rewards, I think it was for, like, $10, I drew a little digital comic that was explaining the backstory of the game and all that kind of thing, and distributed that. But, I mean, the rewards, a lot of the times, they're just kind of, I mean, like, the comic is obviously not worth $10. Like, what they're really doing is supporting the project, and they get that in return, but it's not the same as just buying a t-shirt, because that would be crazy to buy it for $50 or whatever.
Good point.
But, and of course, so that was expensive for us at the end. We got $7,600. We had to print 50 t-shirts or whatever. So that actually costs hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
So you have to consider that when you're asking for how much money you want
to
get.
You really have to look at the overall, overall investment capital.
So between the money that Kickstarter and Amazon takes and all the rewards, you know, that was hundreds of dollars. So we didn't really literally get $7,600. Still awesome.
And what are some of your favorite manga? Some of the ones that inspired you to get into?
Okay. I mean, honestly, like, I really like anime and video games a lot. I'd always been more into them than manga.
Okay.
But the thing about manga is it's something that I can do on my own.
Right.
I can just imagine my characters and worlds and work on my drawing skills. Whereas with anime, I guess you need tens or hundreds of people. That's not going to really happen.
That's true.
And for a video game, you need at least a few people. And I always loved drawing and thinking of stories. So manga was just a good fit for me. That's kind of why I wanted to study it. then when I was there, I kind of got exposure to manga that I never really had before. I'd hardly read any before.
It was a good outlet for you.
Yeah. Sorry, you asked what series I liked. Is that...
Or like, even that, on top of that, what's some of your favorite video games and anime? And even some that have crossed over somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover. Oh, well, a good one that answers all those questions is Nausicaä, Valley of the Wind. Yeah. Because I saw that anime in high school, and that like totally blew my mind. It was totally amazing.
Yeah.
Then when I went to Seika, I found the manga in the studio. In the student studio, there was some bookshelves of manga. And there was like an English language version of Nausicaä in there. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to read this. That's awesome. And it turns out Nausicaä is like 7 volumes long. And the whole movie is just the first one. So there's like 6 times that story that goes on and on about other stuff that's not even in the movie. So that was awesome to read. And that manga is amazing. Just really beautifully drawn. Awesome story. Awesome characters. I mean, for me, just the thing that I like about manga, anime, and the video games is just all the imagination, all these worlds and creatures and all this stuff they dream up. Yeah. It's totally mind-blowing for me, and there's just nothing even comparable to that in America. We're kind of just, I think people in America like more realistic things, but I like all the imagination in Japanese stuff. So that's what always drew me to it, personally.
Yes, yes. And also, you brought with you today...
Yep.
A very special parcel.
I brought my manga that I just got printed so I can enter it in this, it's called the International Manga Award Competition, I guess. So I made this, well, when I was at Kyoto Seika studying manga, I drew a manga. I was just learning the ropes because I had to learn all these techniques. They ink it by hand with one of those pens where it has a pen tip that's detachable and you insert it and dip it in an inkwell.
Yes.
They ink it all old-fashioned style like that. They do these gray areas on the manga with screen tones, which are like this sticky paper that has... It looks gray, but it's actually different densities of black dots because the manga copy machines can only detect black. So it's actually like... It's like those newspaper comics from back in the day, I guess, where it's just dots that kind of makes it look... Like it has shading?
Yeah.
So there's all these, you know, special ways of making it. I had to learn and practice. So the one I made there was kind of like a practice learning project. And after I got back, then I drew this other manga, which I brought here today. And so by that point, I had a little more skills to work with and understanding of what to do. And it's a horror manga. It's actually based on a H.P. Lovecraft story. You know H.P. Lovecraft?
Yeah, it's called Cthulhu.
Yeah. So when I was at that school, the first manga I made was in this class where the teacher, that was the assignment, to choose a H.P. Lovecraft Cthulhu or Cthulhu story and turn it into a manga. So everybody did that, and I did too. And then when I came back, that was really fun, and he said I should do another one. So I did the same thing and chose a different story and made it into a manga, except changing the setting and the characters to modern-day Japan. That was the twist.
Very nice.
So then I... had heard about the International Manga Award when I lived in Japan, and I was like, I would love to enter that someday, but I have this manga lying around, and I was like, I should do something with this, so I decided to enter it. So I just got it copied and printed, and I'm gonna go drop it off at the consulate in Atlanta next week, so wish me luck with that.
Definitely, and definitely good luck with that.
Thanks.
And in fact, another reminder.
Okay.
Cafe Murder Release Party. Yes, and it is going to be Saturday, June the 8th,
you can come check out the game. I'll bring the manga if you want to see that. You can see everything. And it's going to be good times, I think.
And it starts at...
starts at 8 p.m., June 8th, 8 p.m. at 489 Edgewood, which is on Edgewood Avenue in southeast Atlanta. Feel free to come on down.
Yes. And also on the Facebook page... the banner has a gorgeous array of foods that you use in the Cafe Murder game, and that was what tipped me off to the pressure cooker game.
Yeah, in the game, there's 12 ingredients that the chef, whose name's Stabby, he cuts them and throws them in the air.
Yeah.
So there's ingredients raining down all over the cafe, and you have to run around and catch them and then assemble the sandwiches. So say a character asks for white bread and Swiss cheese, salami and pickles. You have to catch those, and if he gives you tomatoes, you have to throw those away or whatever and make the proper sandwich and then serve it to the person.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. And my gosh. So any final words?
Oh gosh, it all ended so fast. Let's see. I don't really have any final words. Just thank you for having me on the show. I'm looking
Absolutely.
Forward so much to releasing Cafe Murder. It is going to be free to download on May 31st and June 1st from the App Store. We're approved and ready to go. We know it's going to be there, and I hope everyone will check it out.
All right. Oh, and also then there's a Cafe Murder page on Facebook. Yes.
Yeah, if you just search for Cafe Murder on Facebook, there's just the standard page where we list news, and you know, you can like it, just keep updated. So
okay.
Feel free to follow that as well.
And that's the best way to just keep in touch with you and the rest of the
Yeah, if you want to, you can visit our website at beavertoad.com.
Beavertoad.com.
Yes.
Might be the best name of a site.
We're officially Beavertoad Software. And our website, there's not much to it, but you can watch a trailer of the game. And there's a link to our store on Zazzle, which we're selling some t-shirts on Zazzle. I should have worn mine today, but... we have a bunch. That was another thing from the Kickstarter project. We printed all these t-shirts.
Great.
So there's different designs. And there's a countdown timer to when we come out. And there's links to Facebook and Twitter on there. So Beaver Toad has, I guess, a link to everything. So.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate it and looking forward to seeing what more comes from the Beaver Toad Software family. I swear, if you say that five times.
Beaver Toad, Beaver Toad, Beaver Toad, Beaver Toad, Beaver Toad.
Something magical happens. We'll find out. For instance, this interview will be up very, very soon. And listeners, stay tuned because we will keep you up to speed on what's going on with Beaver Toad Software. The Cafe Murder release party. We've got some of ours, even some folks from the Japanese Conversation Club going out there. So, Zach, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming through. And this wraps up the interview with Mr. Zach Wood, the Cafe Murder, Mr. Cafe Murder himself. And no alibis needed. This is Beast from East Toyo Kanon. This is Sean. We'll see you next time. This is at scpolite.podomatic.com. We're also on SoundCloud and on Twitter. And we are on Facebook. And we are fans of the Cafe Murder. Take care, everybody.